Thank you for joining me on the Fire Rescue Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, AZ. I find the research and resources and then provide the fire service with the so what, now what, to ensure the health and well-being of every member of our profession. Together, let's thrive. Hey there, it's AZ, and this is episode 103 of the Fire Rescue Wellness Podcast. Today, it's a solo episode, and I'm actually going to keep it short because here's the deal. I have so many great guests, and I know that you've probably gotten behind, missed an episode somewhere. So I want you to take today to go catch up on an episode that you might have missed. But I do have just a little bit for you today. First off, if you are listening to this on the day that it drops, it is a little under 2 weeks until 7-Minute Science. It's going to be held on April 29th at 6 p.m. Again, Drew Gonzalez and I are hosting. Texas A&M's Tactical Research Unit is a co-sponsor. It's free. And so I will put the link to register in my bio. Again, 6 p.m. on April 29th. And even if you can't attend, register because you will get a recording. All right. Today is Sunday, April 14th. And I just got home from the NSCA Great Lakes Conference up in Saginaw, Michigan. Super honored to be a two-time presenter for Great Lakes. I presented last year in Waukesha as well. Met some great new people up in Saginaw. And the class that I gave was Creating a Career Coaching in Public Safety. And it was really meant for coaches, dietitians, mental health personnel, or I should say mental health practitioners, and people like that. It really wasn't meant for the end user, for the firefighter, but I had one in my audience. And afterwards, he came up to me and we had a great conversation. One of the things that I teach in my class is that in order to provide a solution for an agency, you need to create a relationship and then do a needs analysis. So basically, you take your time, create trust, get buy-in from the agency, and then really take a good look at what they need. And this is from the viewpoint of all stakeholders. So that might be the union, the administration, the line personnel, the village or the city. It might include actually the community. It can include a lot of different people. But once you identify those stakeholders, then you go ahead and kind of look at what the agency actually needs before you provide a solution. But it doesn't work exactly that way when you are the firefighter who is trying to get services for your department. So this young man is from an agency in Northern Indiana. And his question to me was basically like, I just don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. How do I do a needs analysis for my own agency? And here's the thing. It's really, really tough to do a needs analysis for your own agency because it's also really tough to be a prophet in your own kingdom. It doesn't matter what credentials you have. It doesn't matter if you're a subject matter expert on health and wellness and firefighters. Your own agency kind of looks at you like, okay, whatever. And so this young man really doesn't have probably as many credentials as he would actually need to provide services for his own agency. He just desperately wants to get things started for the people he works for. And so I want to briefly, I guess, outline that for you. We've talked about it a little bit before, but I think I can be really clear today. What we need to do is convey to your administration the specific needs of your department. And yeah, you could absolutely, positively, pie in the sky, make something up like, we need a giant gym, we need all the best equipment, we need a dietitian, we need an athletic trainer, we need. But that's honestly not realistic. And so what we have to do is identify the bare minimum services that will actually benefit your agency. Because if you're paying for services and they're not benefiting your agency, you're wasting your money. So what I told the young man was, the way we convey this to the administration is that our firefighters are dying. They're dying from suicide, from cancer, from cardiovascular disease, and from industrial accidents. Those are the ways we are losing our firefighters. So everything, every service that we provide, every dollar that we spend should be spent combating firefighter death. And as a side, I guess, side effect, you would call it, making a happier and healthier workforce. So when we look at this, when we know that firefighters are dying from cancer, suicide, cardiovascular disease, and accidents, what we know is an independent risk factor for all four of those things is sleep deprivation. And so one thing that we can really focus in on firefighters to make an impact is educating them on the importance of sleep and putting things in place that allow them to sleep more efficiently, more effectively, better on duty. And so things such as, this is a no-cost solution. If you are currently opening up your tones at every single firehouse whenever one unit goes on a call, that's a no-brainer. It doesn't cost you any money to change the way that units are dispatched. It doesn't cost you any money to allow your firefighters to go to bed earlier if they're tired. It doesn't cost you any money to allow your firefighters to take a nap on duty. They're going to be more effective, more impactful, make better decisions, perform better. It's a no-brainer. So sleep is an independent risk factor for the things that are killing our firefighters. So if we can do things to improve their sleep and to educate them about sleep, that is something that's going to be very impactful for them. The next thing that I would say is that nutrition is also something that can have a very positive or negative impact on firefighter health. And the great thing is that firefighters, once they're educated on nutrition, they seem to do very, very well. They're very receptive to learning about nutrition and applying the principles. So educating firefighters doesn't necessarily mean bringing in a dietitian, although that would be a great option. Educating firefighters on nutrition is something that we need. Mental health training and screening is something that can give us a really, really big bang for our buck. And so that might look like giving every firefighter a 1 hour mental health appointment every 6 months. It might look like purchasing a mental health screening tool and allowing all of the firefighters to participate in that screening tool. It might look like educating them on meditation, on yoga, on journaling, on gratitude practices. Anything that can help improve their mental health is going to be something that will improve not only their workplace performance, but their overall happiness and wellness. And then the last thing that I would say is that firefighters that exercise perform better, they're healthier, they're happier. And if we can get firefighters exercising in one way or another, whether that is bringing in someone to lead an exercise class once a week, whether that is having individual fitness testing and exercise programming, whether it's subscribing to an app and then giving the firefighters time every day to participate in physical fitness activities, whatever that looks like, that is something that firefighters need. And so back to the question of the young man, we have to start somewhere. And the place that I always recommend that we start is with time. If you are not given time to exercise, to focus on your nutrition, to focus on your sleep, if you are so busy, if your day is so prescribed that you don't have any time for those endeavors, it doesn't matter what resources you have. You could have a coach on site 24/7, but if you're not given any time, then it doesn't matter. So what I would say to this young man at the small department in Indiana, as I would say, you don't necessarily need to do a needs analysis on your department. We know what is taking the lives of our firefighters, and we know what can improve the mortality risk for our firefighters. And we know that giving them time is very important. We know that screening them for mental and physical health challenges is very important. So I would say to this young man, figure out where to start and then become an advocate, and don't stop asking. When you are told no, go back to the drawing board, draw up a new plan, and ask again. This has been a super short episode. Please go back and listen to something that you missed. This has been AZ. Get registered for 7-Minute Science, and I am officially out.